The proposed Emergency Family Relief Fund would provide $500 a month during the COVID-19 pandemic to San Francisco residents left out of the $2 trillion stimulus bill signed by President Trump. That includes families with undocumented immigrants. Supervisor Shaman Walton is introducing the legislation, along with six other San Francisco supervisors.
We know that this crisis has created a threat to the economic stability of San Francisco residents and several of our families, especially our immigrant families who work in the service industry, such as restaurants, retail, cleaning, janitorial services, and these families may not qualify for state or federal relief, but they do require immediate assistance.
Supervisor Walton says the legislation would serve 5,000 families with $500 a month for up to 5 months. But he says if the financial aid is needed for longer than that, they are prepared to introduce new legislation. Supervisor Hillary Ronan says the city of San Francisco recognizes undocumented immigrants as deserving of financial help.
We want to stand strong and stand loud to say that unlike our president and the federal government, we believe that our immigrant communities here in San Francisco are as deserving as the rest of us for receiving help during this pandemic, and that we will step in as a local city and county where our federal leaders have failed.
The fund would be administered through the Human Rights Commission in partnership with community-based organizations who work directly with impacted families. José Luis Mejia is a special projects director for Komen Advocates for Children and Youth. He says Latino undocumented immigrants are struggling to make ends meet.
Being an organization made up of a majority Latino members, many of which are undocumented folks that right now are in dire straits, and as we're communicating with them daily with our organizers, and they're trying to figure out what to do as it is hitting the first of the month, rent is due, certain bills are due, and folks are really and stressed out right now.
Supervisor Walton says he hopes the supervisors will approve the measure, send it to the mayor, and get it signed within next month. I'm Luana Muniz reporting for KPFA.